Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. I'm sorry we're just a little bit late here. However, we are trying to reach Dr. Shaw. And we were going to be talking today about divine healing hands. And this is a part of a series that Dr. Shaw has put together. We have not been able to reach him at his phone number, so we are moving forward with the show. And as soon as he calls in, then we'll be bringing him online. So I want to share with you this morning, I don't know about you, a story. I'm going to share with you a story. I don't know about you, but so frequently one can get into a funk, right? Yes. And I had my day, one day last week. And you know how when those funky days hit, you just go blah. No matter what you do, it just doesn't seem to work for you. And so many individuals at any given time are going to have that moment. Sometimes that moment comes about because you've lost a job or there's some other things that have been going on. And usually when those moments hit, it means that it's time for you to reevaluate something. Those funky moments, I've learned, are meant to empower you. They're not meant to disempower you. It's almost as if the universe says, okay, you need to wake up to the reality that certain things have to be looked at. Certain things need to be changed. If you're finding that you just have, for example, the Monday morning blues, it's a habit that you've developed, well, what is it that you can do to make a change? Well, I came across a delightful story about a woman named Sherry. And Sherry is one of these very optimistic people. She's known in California, among those people that are familiar with her, as the California Strawberry Lady. Well, if ever you've been in Southern California, you have a chance to drive up the coastline as you go through. Thank you. I think we've got our guest, so I'm going to have Sherry, her story in just a moment.
Not a guest, just a caller.
Oh, it's a caller. Okay, wonderful. We've got a caller on line three. So part of what will happen with the show today, Dr. Shaw, let me just back up before I take the caller. Dr. Shaw is not at this moment with us. We're trying to get through to him on his phone, and so far we have not been able to do that. So we're trying to get all that into place. So when that happens, Oh, okay. So I understand the caller dropped off. Anyway, so caller, if you want to call in, that's fine. If any of you want to call in, you can call in at 888-627-6008. But regardless, as soon as we have Dr. Shaw, then we'll be bringing him on too. But if you want to give me a buzz, you can do that, and I will be glad to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Let's get back to Sherry. Since the caller dropped away, she is the strawberry lady, and it's not because she grows strawberries. No, she is called that because of a business she built. Now, how many times have we heard stories about people that have absolutely no experience in something, and yet they take what is of interest? It just seems almost like serendipitous, and they grow it into a business. Well, she ended up becoming a creator and CEO of a multi-million dollar gourmet chocolate-dipped strawberry business. Oh, that sounds so good, doesn't it? Woohoo! Any of us would say that is a cool, cool business to have. However, she said she found that this happened at a time when she did not know where her life was going to be going. Now, her story, I think, is really cute because she says at the age of 5, she fell in love. Yes, she fell in love. No, it wasn't with a fella. It was with a strawberry. Yes, a strawberry she fell in love with when she was 5 years old. Now, what happened? Why did that occur? Well, she was raised in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and her dad grew strawberries, and she just thought they were absolutely wonderful. Her mom loved to bake fresh strawberry pies, which if ever you've known of anyone that make them, it's just a particular technique. They are just incredibly delicious. And she said when she was little, her mom would often ask her to collect the strawberries. And she said, I just loved it. And she said when she was little and she was collecting strawberries, one would go in the bucket and two would go in her mouth. Yes, it took her a while to fill that bucket for her mom. And she said she just absolutely had a passion for strawberries. And by the time she graduated from high school, she said she ate them in all kinds of forms. She still was enamored of this red fruit. She even developed a strawberry salsa, which was a hit with friends. Well, when she enrolled in college, she said she would talk to her mom and she'd say, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm in college, but I just don't have a feel for them. I don't know. I just don't have a feel for the classes. There's just nothing that's resonating with me. I wonder if I'm wasting my time. And her mom would say, keep on with college. You have talents, you have abilities, and so you're going to find your way. You're going to figure something out. So she said, I really would like to have something in my life that I could do that would make people happy. She said, I absolutely want to do that. Well, she did what a lot of us do. You need to work, right? You've got to pay the bills. So she ended up working in the mortgage business. She ended up making good money, but she didn't really like it. She was good at it, but she didn't really like it. Now, she had a sister-in-law, whose name was Emily, and Emily ran her own catering business. So Sherry would often interact with her, and her sister-in-law, when holidays came up, would make these very special gift baskets filled with all kinds of interesting items for her customers. Well, Sherry just found that that was marvelous. She loved it. And she said, one of my favorite, absolute favorite treats is strawberries dipped in chocolate. So she started making these for her sister-in-law. And her sister-in-law showed her how to work with the chocolate, the right temperature for dipping, what you did, how you placed them so that you would just have this beautiful, beautiful chocolate form around this delicious strawberries. And she just seemed to have a knack for doing it. And her sister-in-law just praised her, and she said, wow, you always pick the best berries. They are really juicy and flavorful. And my clients just love them. Well, Sherry eventually left the mortgage business. She had been in it for 4 years, and she then tried being a stockbroker. Nah, that wasn't it either. However, she decided she was going to start making chocolate-dipped strawberry baskets for the clients that she was around. And by golly, one of the people at the office said, oh, we're going to have this big party. Would you make some more of your special dipped chocolate strawberries? And she said, oh, yeah. So the whole theme of the party, everything, was focused on these delicious dipped strawberries. And do you know what? Her boss came over to her and said, I don't have one person here at this celebration that we've got that is talking about stock investments at all. They're all talking about your delicious strawberries. And stockbrokers usually will talk about their investments and this type of thing, but they're not doing it here. What an amazing accomplishment. One of the people at the party who worked with Sherry walked up to her. She said, these chocolate-dipped strawberries are so absolutely delicious. I wonder why you are working in this job. How would you have felt if someone walked up to you, praising you for what you had done and saying, what are you doing here? This is what you should be doing. Basically, that's what the words were expressing. Well, she said, it's like a light went on in her head. And the very next day, Sherry said to her boss, I am leaving my job. Well, of course, he said, you're nuts. You're one of our best brokers. You're just fabulous at what you do. Why in the world would you want to leave an environment that is paying you so well to go into strawberry dipping business? This is not logical at all. Well, the boss didn't laugh at her idea, and fortunately, her husband, whose name is Clay, didn't laugh either. So he just asked her, do you really want to give up the good job you've got to do this? And she said, yes. And he said, okay. So this is what she did. She made up a gift basket or two. She didn't do a whole bunch, and she took one to the car dealer. I said, would you like to buy some of these as gifts for your client? I said, oh, this is beautiful. Wow, this is something they never would expect. I'll place an order. Well, she, everywhere she went, she was getting orders. So she said, with a small advance of money on my credit card, I started dipping strawberries out of my tiny kitchen in my one-bedroom apartment, and my business took off. Within 4 years, Sherry had 2 retail locations, and her husband, she and her husband, started their family. Now, when she was in her 9th year of business, she found she was struggling. They had 3 retail locations. They had a production facility. She was pregnant with her 3rd child. She was on overwhelm. And she said, this new something called the Internet came out. And there was a real dynamic individual that came into her life who was really involved with technology and said, okay, this is what you need to do on the Internet. Well, if you think her business took off to an even greater level, you're wrong. What happened is that this supposed whiz guy from wherever gave her wrong information, and she ended up losing after 9 very successful years of berry dipping in chocolate. She lost everything. That's right. However, what came out of this disaster, I mean, who wouldn't just be heartbroken? I'm sure she and her husband were just devastated with this because it had been such a wonderful, wonderful business. It had been just so positive from the very beginning when she implemented it. But instead, what she's taken is this experience, and she's speaking now all over the country, sharing her story about following your passion. But more than that, she's going to start the business over again. And she said, my family loves it because they all like being taste testers. Now, the reason I wanted to share this story with you, it's so easy to look at what may be a phenomenal accomplishment and just put people up on pedestals without realizing that many times they're not going to necessarily stay on the pedestal. Doesn't mean that what they did was wrong, and it's so easy to make a judgment about what a terrible, terrible thing this was to happen to someone. Yes, it is. When life stinks, it really stinks. All of us will go through it at one time or another. But what I liked about Sherry's story is that she, as the old saying goes, made lemonade out of sour lemon. She found she had a passion for speaking. She shared her story with other people, not putting the blame and magnitude on this one person. Because she said, this is what my choice was. I made a wrong choice. The person wasn't capable or competent. And so consequently, I have to deal with the results. She's become a speaker, and she's planning on getting back into business again and doing what she has a passion for doing. She's got a lot of experience under her belt. But more than that, she's resilient. And I think that that's a very important word. I was talking with someone yesterday who we were celebrating her 87th birthday. This is a beautiful woman whose soul just shines like a beacon, as far as I'm concerned. And yet I was having a conversation with her, and she was saying how deeply saddened she had been about life. She'd come through a very, very ugly and difficult period in Europe with the Second World War. She had survived it, ended up coming into the United States. She had been an exquisite dancer. In fact, ended up becoming a ballet dancer herself. And as she did that, then she found in the United States that there was a need for teaching. She was in Nebraska for a while, and she had a ballet studio there. She found she had capabilities of working with people that had physical disabilities, especially small children, enabling them to work with their bodies so that they could feel good about who they were. She shared a story with me about a little girl who was spastic. She couldn't control her body. And when she met the mother, and the mother said, "My daughter loves to dance, and her body, she can't control it." And this gracious lady said, "I believe I can help your daughter gain control." And when she was telling me this story, she said, "I have such a sense of fulfillment and a sense of pride, because that little girl, I watched her go from being so spastic where she couldn't control her body, where she could walk, she could talk. She hadn't been able to speak. And when this wonderful woman, Elsie, had gotten the child was like about 6 or 7 years of age. She was able to see this child graduate from high school, walking, talking, holding her head up, not having these spasms. And when the mother took her child into a facility that had been built especially for children that had this particular disorder, when the mother said, "Look at my child, look at what this wonderful woman has done," the facility said, "Does she have a license?" No one said, "This is wonderful. We'd love to learn about it." So this gracious lady went on, left Nebraska, is out here in the Pacific Northwest, sharing and doing so much with people. And she's writing, telling her stories of life. The reason I want you to hear these stories is because we need to know that each and every one of us have talents and gifts, whether it's dipping strawberries in chocolate, knowing how to pick just the right berries, or teaching a child that may be institutionalized to become a productive. Thank you. Being productive in life. We all have this wonderful potential for miracles. We have this wonderful potential for making this world a better place. And speaking of that, we have Dr. Shaw with us. And Dr. Shaw, I'm delighted that you're able to join us. And I'm so pleased to have you as a guest on the show regarding your book, Divine Healing Hands. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Shaw, when I went through your book and I was reading your material, of course, I know you have been deeply involved with teaching other people how to develop their own healing capabilities. And what I wanted to ask you, because for so many centuries, so many healing techniques, dependent on the culture, were hidden. They were considered sacred, if you will, and that the masses should not have access to this knowledge because, for one reason or another, they didn't believe that the masses could utilize this. Dr. Shaw, with your background and your dedication, why is it that you have chosen to be a teacher to many of these many practices rather than being exclusive with it?
Thank you for the questions. Why was I chosen as a servant? Because my so many lifetimes in the past, I dedicate my life to serve humanity than heaven, divine, thou source, choose me as a servant, vehicle, and a channel to bring the sacred teaching and to transmit the sacred power to others. That is the reason.
Now, you've been involved in research here in the United States. I want people to know who are listening to us today that you are a medical doctor. You went through the standard medical training. You're also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. You've founded an institute of soul healing and enlightenment and also implemented the Love, Peace, Harmony movement. You are a grandmaster of many disciplines that go back centuries. And you also are very knowledgeable about what you describe as the cellular healing science, which is used quite a bit in China. You have been named Qigong Master of the Year at the Fifth World Congress of Qigong. And in 2006, you were given the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Commission Award for your humanitarian efforts. You have a television show called Power of the Soul. You're a man, and I was intrigued when you said many lifetimes, because for someone to reach the level of empathy and understanding, as you have, this doesn't happen instantaneously. It takes time. And in this life experience, you obviously have continued on a similar journey. And when you developed your system and decided to put it into books, how difficult was that for you? Or was it something that you realized you had to just dole out in little drops so people could absorb it?
Thank you. Last year, when I came back from the Germany, middle of the year, and the divine heaven told me you have to produce this book, Divine the Healing Hands. This is my 10th book in Soul Power series. Donna, basically I want to share with your listeners, I flow the book. I'm not writing the book. What does it mean? I flow the book. In my workshop with 100,000 people, I can just choose. I receive the transmission. I connect with divine heaven. I receive a transmission, a soul transmission. Then I just give the title of the book, give the table of contents, give the introduction. I can directly flow a book. I just speak for the heaven, speak for the source. They give me the book through soul communication. Then I usually write the book in the nighttime. I start, you know, after dinner. I start to write whole night until the morning, 6 or 7 a.m. Then I rest on the daytime. Just a quiet time for me to write. My assistant, I'm Chinese. I do not, you know, spelling well. I cannot type. So therefore, I have a very special student type very fast. That divine healing hand took me 6 nights, just from the table of contents until accomplish the book. Later, editing just put some people's story inside. I flow this book within exactly 6 nights.
Amazing. Now, Dr. Shah, we're going to take a break for just a moment, and we are then going to continue our conversation with you, so please stay with us. This is Donna Siebel. We have been able to connect with Dr. and Master Qigang Shah, and we're going to be continuing our conversation with him about divine healing hands, and we're going to be discussing how you can become aware of your own healing capabilities, not only for yourself, but also for those that you love, for your pets, and a little bit more. This is Donna Siebel. Dr. Shah is with us. Don't go away. You're not going to miss the rest of what we're going to be sharing with you. We're going to be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello and welcome back. My guest, for those of you just tuning in, is Dr. and Master Shigang Sha, and we're talking about his book, Divine Healing Hands. And this book was created in its totality in 6 nights, basically. And Dr. Sha, the statement that you have right in the beginning of your book is divine and Tao soul downloads are unlimited. There can be a divine or Tao soul download for anything that exists in the physical world. Everything has a soul, mind, and body. This download, which is effectively what you got for putting this book together, people might say, how can that be possible for me? Here you are a master, you have had this phenomenal education. How can I possibly get something like this? I'm not psychic, I'm not this, I'm not that. How does this happen?
Thank you. So how did it happen? July 2003, Divine came to me. He said, Zhigang, my first name, you are my chosen servant. I replied, I'm delighted to be your servant. Divine said, from today, you are going to offer my healing. I asked, what does it mean for that? Divine replied, from today, you, if you offer healing, I will do the job. I was moved with tears. I was in Toronto, a soul healing event. Divine said, it's more than that. You will offer my permanent soul treasures for humanity. I asked, what does it mean for that? He said, you choose a person, challenge the cases. I will demonstrate for you. I ask my audience, I choose a liver cancer, 3 centimeters. So that is a really challenging case. His name is Walter. He came to the stage. I said, Divine, could you show me how, what does it mean? I'm your servant. I offer your treasures. Divine was in heaven above our head. Divine is a light being. I knew Divine. He came to me. He or her or she came to me very often. And from his heart, it's a light being in his heart area. A beam of light radiated out to this man, Walter's liver area. I saw the dark shadow left, and the golden light turned to a light ball. the light bulb rotates in this man's liver. Divine said, this is my liver soul transplant, which means Divine give a new liver soul. Liver soul is the light being, light bulb. Divine said, tear this man and to chant Divine deliver silently for about 2 hours a day. And Divine said, ask him, can he do this? I asked the water. Water said, yes, Dr. Shah, Master Shah, I will do this. Divine said, if you can do 2 hours per day, you can practice, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or even 30 minutes per time. Add all the time together, put your mind on the liver area, silent chant divine liver, because divine give a new soul, the light ball of the liver. Divine said within 3 to 6 months, he could completely recover. This man, after receiving this treasure, he practiced more than 2 hours per day. 2.5 months later, he went back for the medical checkup with a CT scan, MR, and his liver cancer disappeared. And up to now, he didn't. It's already 9 years later. So this is the first soul mind body transplant. After that, so now Divine Healing Hands, I have transmitted more than 3,000 Divine Healing Hands in last few years. I travel all over the world in the events, including in the hospitals, for nurses, for doctors, for many medical professionals, and who are interested about Divine Healing Hand after my presentation, then they will apply. Divine will give them a proof, means Divine is willing to offer his soul hands to the applicants. Then what happened? Then, then I offer the treasures, I form the training course, and certify them. So that is how do I offer Divine the healing hand, and I offer all kinds of Divine soul, mind, body transplants.
You have a statement in your book, to clear soul blockages is to remove the darkness inside the body. And this morning, I was reviewing some material from a woman in England who had studied under shaman in South America. And the terminology was almost identical, that there is this energy body, the soul of each organ in different parts of the body, that when it is not healthy, it shows itself. And this is something when I read your words and I was thinking about the show this morning, I find it so interesting how this wisdom has been disseminated through different cultures throughout the world for so many thousands of years. And it's really good when someone like yourself takes it out of the mystique, the mystery, writing about it in a way that the average person can read it, recognizing, perhaps, I hope, that they themselves also can be a facilitator of healing for themselves, to demonstrate on themselves, as you just mentioned, as well as affecting other people. Now, one of the things, I know your book, Healing Hands, has got a great deal of detail in it, so we're only going to be able to touch on a few things. But with the Healing Hands, you said something very significant. This gentleman, Mr. Waters, was told that he had to practice 2 hours a day. And it could be 5 minutes at a time, it could be 15 minutes, it could be 20 minutes at a time. And there is a guided meditation that is given. And you talk about downloads coming in to people, and that when they read this book, this can happen. Can you go into a little bit more detail by giving
Thank
an
you.
Example?
Thank you. For example, Donna, if you give me the honor, I can offer to all your listeners, everybody, I give you a divine soul treasure now. How I'm going to do this, everybody choose one part of the body. For example, you have a knee pain, you have shoulder issues, you have neck issues, lower back issue, thyroid issue, heart issue. Just choose one organ or one system, one part of the body. So I am going to offer a divine new soul to that area. Since July 2003, I shared my first story for the water liver cancer. I have done hundreds, thousands soul mind body transplant for humanity. Last November, I went to India. In one event, 7,000 people, I offer divine soul mind body transplant for one organ or for one part of the body for 7,000 people together. After I offer soul mind body transplant, then, you know, people practice a few minutes and the heart touching story happened right away. And can I offer a divine soul transplant for all the listeners, if they wish to receive, I can give them one treasure remotely on the phone now.
Thank you. We accept.
Thank you. Anybody, thank you, Donna, for the opportunity that I can serve in this way. So everybody, I choose one part of the body, said, Dear Master Shah, Dr. Shah, could you give me a divine soul transplant for example, for my heart, for my lower back, for my hip, for my ankle, I choose for my stomach. You just silent connect with me in a soul way. Divine order, divine soul mind body transplant for one organ or one part of the body. A light being, I will see transmission a little stronger, then the treasure will come from divine to you. I'm the servant for you, and I'm servant of divine. I was chosen to do this special service to bring heaven to earth, divine the soul treasure to us. Relax. Transmission! You got it. And to receive the treasure does not mean you are recovered right away. You receive the light being. Remember the liver cancer case, the water. For example, you have knee pain. You just now ask me. Now you just, then how do you practice? You put one palm on your knee, right knee, for example. You will silent the chant, divine knees. Because you receive a new light beam, a light ball. Divine the light beam, divine the knees. And if you have lower back pain, divine lower back. If you have a neck issue, you ask, divine the neck. You just chant a few minutes, usually 3 to 5 minutes per time, few time a day for chronic and life threatening condition. So you need to do 2 hours. You add all the practical time together up to the 2 hours, like a water case. So Donna, can I sing my soul song for 1 minute to assist divine the soul organ for you?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Thank you. And everybody, relax. Turn on. Divine the soul organs just like a light ball or light beam. And when we come into the room, we switch on, the light is on. When we go out the room or nighttime, we switch off, the light is off. Therefore, you need to see divine the knee, or divine the heart, or divine the liver, divine the neck. Please turn up. Remember that word. You read my book, Divine the Healing Hand. There are so many details. Now, I'm going to sing my soul song. 1 minute. Hey, hey, ya, 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 yo. Hey, ya, 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 yo, ya, yo, ya, ah, hey, ya, hey, ya, ya, hey, yo, ya, hey, ya, yo, ya. Hey ya yo yi yo hey yo ya ya yo ya yo ya yo ya ya yo ya yo yi yo ya ah hey ya hey ya hey.
Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome.
Dr. Shaw, I know that being a medical doctor is a very challenging thing to do. When you were around Western doctors and they found out about your unique background, did you find that many of them were interested in working with you in this energy healing? And those are the words that I will use. The transmission, the downloads, as you described them. Do you find that more and more in medicine are opening up to this understanding? I know nurses have been open to this for a long time, but do you find that this is happening with doctors?
I think it's getting more and more. I was invited to many different hospitals, universities. Then I give them live demonstration. For example, I do a soul healing presentation for 2 hours. I explain what is soul healing, how does soul healing work, and I show people my 4 basic techniques, body power, how to use hands, and the body positions for healing. Soul power is to invoke the soul. Every system, every organ has a soul. Inner soul, body. Outer soul, spiritual world. There are saints, there are Buddhas, there are divine. Invoke the souls in the universe for healing. Soul power technique. The third is mind the power. How to use mind to visualize. Mind power means the power of meditation. Millions of people are meditating. So the last one is the sound the power. Sound the power is to chant healing mantras. I am teaching soul sound. Just now I sing a soul sound. I sang a little bit of soul sound for everybody. So therefore in the workshop, I will lead participants to do these 4 power techniques. And afterwards, I will do a live demo for people who has back pain, shoulder pain, even cancer. So, and plus, wherever I go, there are local people who have received remarkable, heart-touching, moving, it's called soul healing miracles. Then the local people stood up, shared in the medical societies. And also, I'm doing a demo for the doctors, for the nurses, for the hospital employees. So wherever I go, I all have received very positive feedback. So I think medical doctors are opening their heart and soul. I'm delighted to serve and to share this spiritual healing. I believe every human being has a soul, mind, body. So I wrote the divine guiding me to create soul, mind, body medicine. For example, heart. Heart has a body. Body means heart has is made of energy and matter. Heart has mind. Mind means consciousness. Heart has a soul. Soul is the spirit. So a heart has a soul, mind, body. A liver has a soul, mind, body. When a person is sick, in modern medicine, bacteria, virus, and other reasons. In traditional Chinese medicine, yin yang, five elements, qi, and the blood. Qi means energy. Blood are balance and issues. In soul, mind, body medicine, all sicknesses are due to soul, mind, body blockages. Just now you mentioned a little bit, soul blockage is the spiritual reason. It's called karma. Mind blockages includes negative mindset, beliefs, attitudes, ego, and attachment. Body blockages include energy and matter blockages. I am sharing with humanity, how can you serve clear soul, mind, body blockages for healing? Therefore, in the hospitals, in the universities, I have received great feedback because I open my heart, I share with the medical professionals, I have studied modern medicine system. And as a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncturist, but I am sharing with everybody is ancient energy and spiritual healing because the people are searching for ancient wisdom. I give the simple way and the practical way that everybody practice, everybody do it, and I do not have any promise. But during my demo, there are so many heart-touching and moving stories. That is how I have experienced in many years in the medical field.
Dr. Shaw, it's been a delight. We are out of time. His statement in his book, Heal and Transform the Soul First, Then Healing and Transformation of Every Aspect of Your Life Will Follow. You can go to Dr. Shaw's website, which is called heavenslibrary.com, find out about the videos and the other published information that he has put out. And Dr. Shaw, thank you so much for being with me today. It's been a delight. Again, for those of you listening, check out heavenslibrary.com. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We've got more good things to share. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30, and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm so glad we connected with Dr. Shaw. I find it so fascinating that so much of this knowledge is coming out today. And the people like Dr. Shaw and some other people that I've interviewed through the years are bringing information out to the masses. They're not trying to isolate this. And as I mentioned during my interview that I was reviewing some material this morning about a woman who we're going to be having on in an upcoming show in March, who is very much involved in doing energy healing, and she studied with the shamans of Peru and had profound experiences, and that's what she does. She teaches people how to work with themselves. And I think the more that we can share information like this, whatever may be your background, your understanding, as we take steps forward to know that we are individuals that have frequencies sometimes of disorder within ourselves, and those can be healed, those can be corrected. It can affect what we're doing in our lives, it can affect everything, and it can literally transform our lives. So it's wonderful to have perspective shared with us, and that's one of the joys that I have about doing this show. Now, speaking of perspectives, tomorrow we're going to be talking with James Henderson. His book is called Whisper of the Serpent. Now, this is about the medical healing industry, per se, and how it has been affected by history. That's right. What's gone on in the past has had a great influence on what we're experiencing in today's world. Also, we're going to be on Wednesday talking about near-death experience survivors. Carolyn Matthews is a woman who found that sometimes people, when they had these experiences, really didn't know what to do with them. They're very profound, so she literally became a mentor to those people that had had near-death experiences, and it's helped to transform their lives. Honest Medicine on Thursday, Julia Shopik. This is a woman that walked a road of experience. Her husband developed a brain tumor, and he lived long, long past the time that doctors had predicted because of what she had learned through research. So there's so much that we're going to be sharing with you this week. Yes, I do know that a great deal of it is focused on wellness, but I firmly believe in the mind-body-spirit connection, and by golly, we're going to find out even more about that because a week from today, we're going to be talking about cue cards. Right. Christine Steinroth has come up with something that is portable that we can use to inspire us, to help us get through those bumps that we often experience in this thing we call life. Well, I know we are out of time. I'm so delighted that we were able to reach Dr. Shaw. I'm so pleased that you were able to share this time with me today. And remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are the person that can write a new story for yourself. You are the person that can change a script and make it something that is an example of nothing but the best for others. Pay attention. Be aware. You are a living miracle. I'm delighted you shared your time with me today. We'll be here, same time, same place tomorrow, right here with the Donna Sebo Show. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.